Father, I thank you and I praise you that you're always with us, no matter how many are or how many not. And I thank you, Father God, that the ones that came out to sit in your presence always get blessed because you're always on the throne. And tonight, Father, I want you to open up their spiritual ears so they can hear exactly what you're saying to them. Let them take it into their spirit. We cover it with the blood and let it produce fruit. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you really have quit listening to the news? Because the news isn't worth reading or listening to, period. Nobody knows what the truth is anymore. And everything they're writing is a lie. And what they're trying to do is that they think they get out there often enough that President Trump's crazy and that the election wasn't rigged, people begin to believe it, and you know what is really happening. I've read two things, so I quit reading. Well, you know, maybe I was wrong. I have to admit I was wrong. The election wasn't rigged, and President Trump wasn't supposed to be in for another term. And so you just really need to close that stuff off. And if you need to talk a bit to somebody about what should have been happening, you should talk to God about it. Because I'm going to tell you, the media is nothing but a big liar. Tonight, I'm going to talk about, God's going to talk about, don't put it up yet, Nancy, about Christmas gifts. Now, he gave me this message. When I told y'all he wasn't talking to me no more, the very next day he did and gave me this message for tonight. But in the meantime, after I had my message all typed up, yeah, it was this morning I read an article where the girl said the camels are here. And the camels were bringing gifts. And the day before, I read an article where God was saying, I'm bringing my gifts to my body. So you're going to hear about the gifts tonight. And I had it before they did it. They might have had theirs too, but I had mine in my paper first, all right? So let's see what God says here. The Christmas I promised you is finally upon you, and I am dropping my gifts upon all those who have given me their all. And that's what these two other articles were saying too. These gifts are unparalleled with any you have been given thus far. The anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage is in the gifts. The enemy will flee on all sides, and where there was darkness, my true light shall prevail. All right. These are different anointed gifts than we've had before. The overall purpose for these unique gifts is to thrust you forth into the miraculous. The harvest that is coming into my houses of refuge have scars that only this anointing will be able to dissolve. The pain, torment, and loss of limbs is great in this harvest of beaten souls that I'm sending you to. Let's read that again. The overall purpose for these unique gifts is to thrust you forth into the miraculous. The harvest that is coming into my houses of refuge have scars that only this anointing will be able to dissolve. The pain, torment, loss of limbs is great in this harvest of beaten souls that I'm sending you to. Once you realize that I'm in control, in total control of these gifts, you shall walk in the newness of life that I have been speaking of for quite some time now. And the scripture back that up is Romans chapter 6. God says the poor, downtrodden, and brokenhearted will need the gift of supernatural compassion. The scarred bodies will need the gift of supernatural healing. Normal healing will not reach deep into the depravity of the souls of the lost and dying. Hear that? Normal healing will not reach deep into the depravity of the souls of the lost and dying. The scars of rejection are so deep that it will take this special anointing to bring them back to life once again. You have been perfected to the point of security in me. Now listen to what he's telling you. You have been perfected to the point of security in me, and you will know that no matter what you place your hands to do, I am in the midst. Are you listening to this? The harvest, this harvest of souls will be free to go forth and proclaim my gospel, and they shall be secure in me. This is the end time harvest I talk about in my word. The harvest that will be on fire for me. This will be a football stadium harvest. And you who are sitting here this night will be the ones that will minister salvation of all types to the people. I placed you under stringent training, training that you will not fail during the darkest trials. You have planted your feet on solid ground and you have refused every advance of the enemy. Let's read that again. I placed you under stringent training, training that will not fail during the darkest trials. You have planted your feet on solid ground and you have refused every advance of the enemy. I hope that's true. I hope you all can say amen to that. God said, I call you my beloved ones. You are the disciples that would not back down and definitely would not allow the enemy any foothold. You are my trusted ones, the ones that I can place in the fiery furnace, and you will not bow. I have shaken and shaken until every Judas was gone, and now all that remain are the faithful few. Are you all listening to this? Are you really understanding what God is saying to you? Are you understanding that you are very, very special in God's eyes? And that God thinks so highly of you that he is telling you how wonderful you are and of the great works that you're getting ready to do. God said you no longer know the word discouragement. All you know is victory on all sides. I have watched you shout the phrase hallelujah over and over again. Even when your heart was breaking, you shouted until the victory shout overrode the despair shout. You stomped your feet on the enemy's head over and over again. You smiled for the world to see when your heart was breaking. When he said that, I had to cry. Because how many of us have done that? Let's read that again. You no longer know the word discouragement. Is that, can you say amen to that? All you know is victory on all sides. Do you know that? I have watched you shout the phrase hallelujah over and over again, even when your heart was breaking. How many of us have gone through that, right? You shouted until the victory shout overrode the despair shout. You stomped your feet on the enemy's head over and over again. You smiled for the world to see when your heart was breaking. Awesome. God knows you inside and out. He sees you at all times. You're never alone because God's always watching over you. God said, you are finally at peace with yourself and me. Is that true? God said, you are finally at peace with yourself and me. The world has lost its hold on you, and you know that heaven is your destination. God said, how I smile when I watch over you, how I shout victory with you. We are in an hour when the darkness will destroy all that will not receive my son Jesus into their bosoms. We are in a time of great tribulation all over this land. The enemy has been roaming the land persecuting my followers, and he has found out that my followers will not cave in. You hear what he says about you? The enemy knows you're not going to cave in, but are you sure of that? See? They will not bow to his intimidations any longer, and they will not curse my name. God said, the floodgates of heaven are open wide, and there is absolutely nothing that I am withholding from my faithful few. You have free access to come and go as you please. All of heaven is at your disposal. I have anything you need, just ask and you shall receive. Please no longer talk about wanting to come to heaven to speak with me. He says, do. I am waiting with open arms for your visitations. I so want you to see for yourself what heaven is all about so you can take it to a lost and dying world. What better thing than to say, I was in heaven, and this is what I saw, and this I spoke to this one, I spoke to that one. And you can go to heaven too, you know, alive, go to heaven and see all of heaven and come back again. See, we all, every one of us, including me, should have that testimony that we walked in heaven. And we walked among the saints, right? We saw our loved ones there. God, to this new war that is coming upon the land will be fierce and unrelenting. It will bring all of hell with it. The land will be overrun with gross darkness. But among all this darkness, my lights will shine and break the barrier between heaven and earth, and many souls will be brought into my kingdom. Let's read that again, because where is this light coming from? Each one of you, the light of Christ that's in you. He said, this new war that is coming upon the land will be fierce and unrelenting. It will bring all of hell with it. The land will be overrun with gross darkness. But among all this darkness, my lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, not just one light, will shine and break the barrier between heaven and earth. And many souls will be brought into my kingdom. I don't only want you to hear my voice and believe, but I want you to see for yourselves that heaven is real and my kingdom authority is yours for the taking. This is the authority that breaks down every barrier. This authority will cause the enemy to tremble as you speak my word to the lost. The enemy will come screaming forth and he will leave the broken vessels. In other words, the enemy is going to come out of the people as you stand before them. God said, you have taken up the banner of love and peace, and you will take it to all those who have given you hope. Given up hope. Start that again, Nancy. You have taken up the banner of love and peace, and you will take it to all those who have given up hope. You will bring down every wall of despair, and you will show the world that there is a triune God that loves them. You have finally picked up the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have finally come to grips with the fact that you are mine, and there is nothing that can pull you out of my loving arms. You have finally come to grips with the fact that you are mine, have you? And there is nothing that can pull you out of my loving arms. Children, there is not much time left to bring in the harvest, and you will need to free yourselves up to do this mighty work of harvesting. I will speak to you in your prayer closets, and I will give you divine instructions, and you shall know which way to turn, and you shall know where to place your feet. Your feet are cemented in me, and no one can remove them from that place of security in me. Are your feet, do you understand that your feet are cemented in Jesus, and the enemy cannot take you out, no matter what he does, no matter what he throws at you? Then God says, why do the heathen rage? They rage because they have only known darkness. But this is the day and this is the hour when they will finally know light. It will be just a glimmer at first, but it will keep glowing until it becomes a light so bright that it will dispel all darkness. Let's read that again. Why do the heathen rage? They rage because they have only known darkness. But this is the day, and this is the hour, when they will finally know light. It will be just a glimmer at first, but it will keep glowing until it becomes a light so bright that it will dispel all darkness. How's that going to happen? Because God said, you know love, and you know peace, and you're going to take it to these people. And you might have to minister to them more than one time and just keep ministering to them that love and that peace till finally they get a glimmer of hope started somewhere. A little fire starts somewhere deep within. Next thing you know, that fire just builds and builds until they're free. God said many, and I mean many lost souls already in the abyss because the workers were so few. The few workers I have were diligently training future darkness breakers. But now I have raised up an army of warriors that will not fail me. They will go the extra mile, and they will not complain. Read this again. Many, and I mean many, many lost souls already in the abyss. Why? Because the workers were so few. The few workers I have were diligently training future darkness breakers. But now I have raised up an army of warriors that will not fail me. God said you guys aren't going to fail him. And I pray for you constantly. Don't let him fail you, God. Come on, your strong towers that others can run into. And you can do this thing that God is calling you for. Do, or God would have taken you out a long time ago. And God said, you guys will go the extra mile. And you will not complain. Whoops, zip your lip. No more complaining. God said, you will not complain. God said, you have found out what your worth is. And now you will go forward in sold out knowing and tell the lost ones what their worth is in me. Isn't that amazing? You have found out what your worth is. And now you will go forward in sold out knowing and tell the lost ones what their worth is in me. They will trust your words. Are you listening here? They will trust your words, for they will be anointed words coming from the throne of grace that will draw all men unto me. You never need to wonder what you will say to the lost, for I will do the speaking and I will do the drawing. All you have to be is an open vessel that I can pour out of. Are you understanding all this tonight? You should feel so very, very, very special. There shouldn't be anything the enemy could ever do to make you believe that God doesn't love you and that you're not special in the eyes of God. Stop and think of where you were and where you are now. Stop and think of where you were and where you are now. This is your testimony that will draw all men unto me. This is a truth that is real, and the lost will see that it is real. And they will want what you have. Saints, I already have the harvest mark for my kingdom. All I need is the vessels, and you are the vessels of honor that I am using. You guys, this message was made for this church. It's you guys that God is saying are the special vessels that he is using. Please get that down in your spirit, how special you are and how unique. So different. The world is waiting for Jesus. And Jesus has been waiting for you to make up your mind that he has called you. You are chosen and you are unique and special. I don't care who you are, what you've done. God's ready to use you. Children, you have seen nothing yet. You just wait until you see the auditoriums overflowing with the lost. They will be sick, dirty, stinking in every imaginable form of human life. Some will need their minds restored to wholeness once again. Their minds have been so tormented by the throes of darkness that they will no longer know who they are. But as you go forth with the anointing that destroys every yoke, every demon of mind control will flee, and then wholeness will set in. Do you see what's going on here? You are the ones that are going to set these people free. You are the ones that God is sending forth so they are no longer tormented in their minds, and they can understand who they truly are in Christ. Do you see? Do you comprehend what is happening around about you? Do you understand that the fullness of time has come? And do you understand that you're making the way in the wilderness for the second coming of my son, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you understand that you are the special forerunners set apart for such a time as this? And fullness of time, you find that in Galatians 4:4. Do you see? Do you comprehend what is happening around about you? Do you understand that the fullness of time has come? And do you understand that you are making the way in the wilderness for the second coming of my son, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you understand that you are the special forerunners, just not forerunners, the special forerunners set apart for such a time as this? If you can answer yes to all those questions, then you are fully on your way to breaking the sound barrier between the lost and heavenly knowledge. They will understand what is happening after it happens, for it will be so sudden that they will want the world to know about my kingdom. And scripture for that is Mark 7:33 through 37. Forthright, God said, forthright is the word of the hour. Be forthright, little ones, and come forward in truth and power. Never lead a lost soul astray with words that try to save. Just be forthright and explain the kingdom of light, and then allow my Holy Spirit to finish the works. And the word forthright, it means direct and outspoken, straightforward and honest. So let's read that again. Forthright is the word of the hour. Be forthright, little ones, and come forward in truth and power. Never lead a lost soul astray with words that try to save. Just be forthright and explain the kingdom of light, and then allow my Holy Spirit to finish the works. God said the grand finale will be something to behold. It will be a thing for the entire world to gaze upon. The ones that would not receive me when I was wooing will stand aghast and wish they could enter in, but too late. This will be the time of the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. The scripture for that is Matthew 25:1-13. God said there is not one single soul that will be able to say they did not have an opportunity to serve the living Father. For the gospel will be preached to the entire world before the second coming of my Son, Jesus. The entire world will know of his love and his goodness before he returns for his bride. And Matthew 24:14 is a scripture for that. God said, there are those who will stay behind to minister to the lost and dying, but I will take care of them and keep them safe from all harm. This is the hour of total and complete resurrection. This is the hour when all will see that my word is yes and amen. The entire earth has been groaning for this time in church history, and it is finally here. And your scripture for that is 2 Corinthians 1:20 and Romans 8:22. God said, my prophets who stood when there was no reason to stand, they will reap the harvest, and they shall stand among the mighty ones. And most of you guys in here are prophets. And what does God say about you? My prophets who stood when there was no reason to stand, they will reap the harvest, and they shall stand among the mighty ones. And I'm hearing God say, I'm giving each one of you prophets a place of honor in my kingdom. And God said, when you think you have seen it all, I will bring another wave across this land that will totally amaze even the elite. What I am doing has never been seen before. It is a brand new thing, and only those who truly know me will understand what is happening. God said, remember, there will be wars and rumors of wars during this time frame, but that will not hinder this mighty move that I have brought you into. In fact, it will cause this new wave of my glory to become stronger and stronger. You find that Matthew 24:6. But I want to read that again. Remember, there will be wars and rumors of wars during this time frame, but that will not hinder the mighty move that I have brought you into. In fact, it will cause this new wave of my glory to become stronger and stronger. And remember way back when, God said, when all this junk was going on is whenever his glory was going to fall, and we would be his glory carriers, and he would keep us in all of our ways. We would not have to be concerned about what the world was going through, because he was going to keep us. God said, the government is undergoing a total and complete overhaul at this given time. You are seeing my mighty hand at work through all of this. The corruption had to be dealt with, and my son Donald Trump is still working out my plans of draining the swamp. I want to stop there, because somebody wrote an article, a prophetic word today, and God said the same thing. He said, I am still using my son Donald Trump to do the works that needs to be done. And God said, never for one minute think that I am not in all that is going on in the government. I am lifting their skirts, and everything that is dark and foreboding is being uncovered. You will see many in prison, and even some will die of unexplained illnesses. Do not allow this to take your eyes off of the harvest, for the harvest is the most important event at this given time. God's really not concerned really what's going on in the government. What he's concerned about is, are our eyes fixed on the harvest? God's going to take care of the government, but he needs us to help him bring in the harvest. God said, I will make America great once again, and she shall no longer bow her head in shame and regret, but she shall walk proudly and wave her banner of peace and love once again. I am still pulling others, that's what he says here, I am still pulling others from the backside of the desert, and these are the ones that have just come into my kingdom and do not know to the full extent what I have taught you. See that? But they will be anointed and able to destroy the yokes off of the lost and dying. So in other words, God's bringing others in that he's been training in the wilderness. And when they come, they won't know what you know. And so what you're going to have to do is help them understand what you know. But they're going to be anointed to the point where they're going to be able to save the lost. And I really believe this is where your ministries, your giftings are going to come forth, your books you're writing and everything God's calling you to do. It's in these things, the knowledge that God has given you about different areas of his kingdom, that God's going to use you to minister to the other people. And I know with they're called webinars. Is that what y'all do, is webinars? With the webinars out there, I'm hearing God say they're going to get stronger and more anointed. And you're going to find yourself that your words are going to be mighty to pulling down the strongholds. And you're going to find that you're going to get more viewers than you've had in the past, because these new ones coming in will just, they're just going to gobble up anything they can find that they know is of God. All right. And then God's also saying, so anything you put out there, make sure it's purity of heart and holiness and the truth. And don't let pride get into what you're doing, because it'll devastate the world, and God will pull you out of that position. All right? God said, you will go in and you will go out. You will know what it is to have more than enough and to share what you have with the less fortunate ones. There is never going to be a lack of supply in my storehouses. Deuteronomy 28, 10 through 12 is your cross-reference. You will go in and you will go out. You will know what it is to have more than enough and to share what you have with the less fortunate ones. There is never going to be a lack of supply in my storehouses. You're never going to lack anything, so don't worry about that. Just go forth, be diligent, do what God's telling you forth to do. And if he's called you to do something, he's going to make a way for you to do that thing. He can't have you worried about a supply, because he needs your mind totally stationed on him and him alone. And so you can hear what he's saying to you, and he's going to supply your needs. All right? Well, I don't have, Lord. No, you don't have, but God does. He has everything you have need of, and he does supply you if he sends you. I can tell you, he keeps you. If he sends you, he keeps you. And if he didn't send you, then he's not obligated to keep you. You know, you have to stop and think that might be why you went through some of the things you went through. So that, you know, whenever you couldn't, no way could you help yourself, but a supply, your need was met. God was showing you that if I send you, I'm going to keep you. Are you understanding this? The enemy might be out there trying to steal everything that you have, but God can always resupply. All right? Then God said, the need is great, but my supply is greater. Just go forward with love, grace, and peace, and allow everyone to meet my son Jesus in you. Everywhere you go, Jesus should be seen. Everywhere. we need to stop allowing the enemy to cause us to give God a black eye. This word that God gave you people tonight, it wasn't for the church down in the corner. It was for this church right here. This should uplift you, and this should let you see how much God loves you, and it should also let you see that you have no excuse when you stand before God. God has been constantly uplifting you guys, constantly encouraging you and telling you what's going to be happening to you. There's no way the enemy should ever come into your life and convince you that God hasn't called you. There's no way. Because God said in here that he shook and he shook and he shook till all the Judases were gone. Isn't that what he said? Then who you believe in, that voice in your ear or the voice of God? And believe me, I can't write this way. I'm trying to write a book. I have 3 lines now. For about 4 months now. That's all I've written. 4 lines. I got on the book last night and I looked at it and said, forget this, and I shut it off. But when God is in it, God does the speaking and God does everything that needs to be done. It's God's voice. It's God that's speaking. And if you guys would just learn to walk in the Spirit and just let the words just flow, you know, like when they just flow in this, or when I give a prophetic word, you just flow. But when I'm trying to write a book of my own, I don't get no place. Are you understanding this? Now, some of you are really, you can write any old thing because you just have charisma. But, you know, any old thing isn't going to make it, is it? It has to be anointed of God. And then when people read your book, the anointing is in the word, in that book. And that's what's going to change people's lives. God always has to be with you in everything that you do. And I'm glad that you can hear things that, you know, that and do things that, you know, in your flesh. I'm glad for that. But, you know, in the world, that's fine. But you need to do away with the flesh when you're working with God. And you should let the Holy Spirit lead God and direct all your footsteps, all your words, all your actions. All right. But God is ready to give us gifts. Well, no, we already have the gifts. We already had the breakthrough. Now he wants to give us the special anointing on these gifts that will do all the miraculous things that God wants to do in bringing in this harvest. So tonight, I'm hearing God said, I'm not going to send you out undercover. Yeah, I'm going to send you out for all to see. But you're going to need this special anointing on your gifts to defeat the enemy. So the pulpit's open tonight if you want to come and receive that extra, you know, special anointing on the gifts you already have. You know, the gifts are there and they're fine. But there's this anointing that God wants to drop on us is an anointing that will instantly cause things to happen. So the altar's open for that.